This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. We pride ourselves on providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. I'm here with Paul Sharfman of Specialty Cheese Company talking about the benefits of government-guaranteed lending. We help Paul with both SBA and USDA loans to help him consolidate financing and grow his business.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. The philosophy of the small business capital team at Byline Bank and what the team executes so well is working with riskier companies that have potential and mitigating that risk with government-guaranteed credit enhancements through SBA and USDA loans. Very persistent, diligent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
According to my research gurus, chances are you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Hungry Man, whose burger apparently tastes better at high speeds, and Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind, like the Sonata and Santa Fe, both with available blind spot collision warning. And both from the brand ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, according to Brand Keys. So next time you're behind the wheel, hopefully it's in a Hyundai. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now lease the Hyundai Tucson for just $189 a month for 36 months with $33.89 due at lease signing. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Based on 2010 through 2019 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/9/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Nothing beats championship hockey, and your Chicago Wolves are battling the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. The Wolves are home tonight and Saturday at Allstate Arena for games 4 and 5 of the finals. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. Craig Kimbrell is now a Chicago Cub. That, according to Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports, the deal is reportedly worth $43 million over 3 years. Kimbrell has been one of the best relievers in baseball, 333 career saves. He'll report today for his physical. The team is hoping he'll be ready to pitch as soon as June 20th. On the field last night, the Cubs won their third straight game, a 9-8 victory over the Rockies, where David Bodie drove in 7 runs. Cubs will go for the sweep of the Rockies today at Wrigley in a matinee. Jose Quintana on the bump for the Northsiders, and Theo Epstein on 1 hour from now with Dan and Connor, the Bernstein and McKnight show. I like it. To the White Sox, they dropped their second straight in Washington yesterday as the Nationals walked off with a 6-4 victory thanks to a Trey Turner 2-run bomb in the bottom of the 9th. Sox are off today. They have the Royals over the weekend at Kauffman Stadium. NBA Finals last night, Toronto took a 2-1 series lead over Golden State with a 123-109 victory. Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant both out. They could both be back, though, for Friday's Game 4. Hockey, Charlotte beat the Wolves 4-1 last night to take a 2-1 lead in the Calder Cup Final. Game 4 tonight at the Allstate Arena. And in the Stanley Cup Final this evening, Jay, Game 5 in Boston as the Bruins host the Blues. That series tied up at 2-2.
Cool.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, me too. Scoreboard update brought to you by Neumel Medical Center. Discover the new you, NeumelMedical.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on the Score today at 12:45 when the Cubs take on the Rockies. Here on the Score, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Builders Supply Outlet on Cermak Road in Broadview.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
It's definitely a boost, you know, just obviously when you sign Craig Kimbrell. It's what he's done, winning the World Series last year, and what he's done throughout his career is amazing, and it's definitely a big boost for us. And just lengthens everything out once he gets here and gets settled in, and we're pumped.
Middays on the Score.
Wait, you sure sound pumped, Riz? Come on, man.
Let it rip a little bit.
Oh, it's really exciting. It's such a boost. I'm really, really pumped.
Never get too high, never get too low.
But they are, and they deserve to be. The stamp of validation applied to the Cubs by Theo Epstein by saying, you want a back-of-the-bullpen, bat-missing, power, high-leverage arm, here you go. And it was fun watching Twitter yesterday. Our regular Tuesday guest, Joe Sheehan, was kind of lukewarm about the whole thing as he was on these airwaves. But in stepped the white knight that is Matthew Trueblood to say, listen, Sheehan, you don't know what you're talking about. This is a hell of a signing. So Matthew Trueblood joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. He's the author of the Penning Bull newsletter about baseball, Baseball Prospectus writer. Matthew, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. I'm nervous if my brand is disagreeing with Joe Sheehan, but otherwise I'm doing well.
No, somebody's got to, you know, tell him when he's wrong. Come on. I guess apparently Travis Sawchuk and Ben Lindbergh use Sheehan commentary of a J.D. Martinez in their book, The MVP Machine, to talk about how wrong people were. Joe's taking that in good stride.
Yeah, Joe takes all of that in good stride, and we are all wrong a lot when we do this kind of stuff on the regular. So, yeah, we have to get used to it.
So, with Craig Kimbrell, and looking back at the last season where his walks per nine jumped quite a bit and the fastball dipped some, I think some Cub fans are wondering whether or not they signed a fire breather or a guy that's in a little bit of decline. What do you expect from Kimbrell once he's up and good to go?
I expect dominance. Yeah, his fastball velocity dipped a little bit last year. Craig Kimbrell, as hard as he throws, his effectiveness is not all that reliant on his velocity. The guy with a lot of spin on that fastball, good command to all four quadrants most of the time, and then that really hard knuckle curve that looks so much like the fastball out of the hand that batters find themselves flailing a lot even when he's not in the zone. He can lose those couple miles an hour, and even if he doesn't get them back, he's going to be an extremely effective pitcher and one of the best strikeout pitchers in the league for at least another couple of years.
Do you think there's anything that it can be extended or reclaimed through technology, through what the Cubs call their pitching lab, to get the high-speed cameras on him and look at all the grips and look at all the releases? Because it just seems that instead of just creating stuff from prospects almost out of whole cloth right now, that there are reinventions as pitchers age.
Yeah, that's happening more and more throughout the league, too. We talk about it a little bit less than we do when a player seems to come completely out of nowhere and become a success story. But as guys age, as long as they stay somewhat open-minded, there are adjustments they can make as well. Now, in Kimbrell's case, a lot of that is going to come down to mechanics and command, because that really is where a lot of his unique effectiveness stems from. He doesn't need to design a new pitch. He doesn't need to change the plane of his fastball or his curve. They work perfectly off each other as they are. That's what's made him so special over the years. If he can have a little bit more consistent effectiveness, consistent repetition of his delivery, he's going to be a more dominant pitcher even than he was last year. But last year, which was his second or third worst over the last seven, he was one of the top 5 to 10 relief pitchers in baseball.
So I'm wondering if this kind of holds water. I've been kind of working through this theory and why Kimbrell helps the Cubs maybe more than other teams. Joe Maddon has become somewhat stringent in how he uses his bullpen. He's not Ned Yost 2014 or anything, but he is kind of like a one-inning sort of dude.
Ned Yost's name on
the
show.
I mean, just the other side of the spectrum, bad side, that whole thing. But because Joe's just a little bit stodgy like that, having Kimbrell, who would seem to fit so clearly into those last three outs, may help them more than another team that wants to be a little bit, more flexible. Does that hold water?
I think it does. I also think I tend to agree that Maddon's gotten a little more rigid over the years, but he's also responding to the personnel he has on hand. Mm-hmm. And one way that Kimbrell uniquely helps the Cubs is that this is a veteran bullpen. It's not full of guys who are young and have pretty fresh arms and that you want facing 5, 6, 7 batters in a single outing. The one-inning slots, whether that was the front office responding to the way Maddon was using the pitchers he had, or whether that's Maddon responding to the personnel that is on hand now, you know, I don't want Steve Cishek trying to stretch out and get 2 1/3 on a regular basis. And you don't want Pedro Strop really doing that just to keep him healthy. So with the personnel on hand and adding Kimbrel into that mix, yeah, it fits. The usage fits the personnel.
And Brad Brock has been awful. I haven't looked at a lot of the peripheral numbers and gone deeply into pitch effects or anything like that, because I'm seeing just so much hard contact, wildness in the strike zone. Where is the deviation between what the Cubs saw and what they're getting?
I think Brock's price, which I think he signed for $3 million over one season, they may have even knocked it down from there after, I guess he had mono over the winter and that dented his market. I think that reflected the fact that no one's really sure what they're going to get out of Brad Brock on any given, in any given month. We saw him surge at the end of last season, but overall he's been an inconsistent reliever because you see the mechanics, you see what the stuff looks like. He gets into the mid 90s. He's got a pretty good slider, but none of it is stuff he can do regularly. He doesn't have good command. He never has. So he's just going to fluctuate in terms of effectiveness. When they signed him, it was an admission that they were trying to fix the bullpen on the cheap, and it shouldn't surprise anyone too much that it hasn't really worked.
Strope, Cishek, and Kinsler are all free agents after the season. I don't know if any one of them makes more sense than another to tag and bring back. I would assume that Strope would be the guy you choose there, but Kimbrel seems to rectify some issues with the 2020 and even 2021 bullpens, despite the fact that it's going to be probably the fourth or fifth highest paid reliever in the game.
Yeah, and that's one of the big stories here. It's easy because the signing comes in season for a bullpen that needed some rescuing. It's easy to focus in on what it does this year. But yeah, Kimbrel stabilizes their bullpen out for the next couple of seasons. You never want to count on a reliever for that long. Mm. But the only active relievers that you can credibly compare Craig Kimbrel to are Aroldis Chapman and Kenley Jansen. That's really it. These three are elite. They're the current guys who have a shot at the Hall of Fame as relief pitchers. And Kimbrel's a little older than those guys were when they signed their five-year deals, but his is only three, with a club option at the end, or vesting, as it were. That really fits his skill set and what you should project for an aging curve for a guy this good, and who again, has two different pitches that work off each other and has historically commanded them really well, has shown no particular issues handling situations mentally. He should lock in the most important role in the bullpen for the Cubs for the next 2 years beyond this.
How framing reliant is Kimbrel? Because the Cubs aren't very good at it, and I'm wondering the extent to which his pitches and his sequencing, where he works in the strike zone, would overlay with the necessity of really good framing.
Hardly at all. And I think that's another, you know, sub-headline to this. You're right. The Cubs are lousy at pitch framing, and for all their efforts to make Wilson Contreras better at it, it's not working. But Kimbrel misses bats. That's what he does. He's not out there using three or four pitches trying to freeze anybody, even though he uses a curve, which generally more than a slider will rely on occasionally getting a called strike. And he will get them sometimes, but the ones that really lock guys up tend to arc right through the middle of the zone anyway. It's a power curveball. It's meant to induce, to fool batters and induce bad swings that come nowhere near the baseball. And as long as he's able to execute that, he's not going to have a big problem if he's not getting calls on the edges of the zone too often.
Talking to Matt Trueblood on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. He of Baseball Prospectus, of course. You can find him on Twitter at MA Trueblood. I wonder then, since we don't have a large sample size of players that have signed midseason like this, it's kind of somewhat of a new phenomenon. Not that it's unprecedented, but there have been issues with their performance once they've gotten in after a long layoff. If a team brought you in, Matt, to try and figure out what the issue was here, where would you start with trying to figure out the problem at hand? How would you go ahead and attack that? How do you figure the Cubs are?
You know, I'm not 100% clear on the rules here because I think we've gotten conflicting information recently about whether Kimbrel is allowed to essentially occupy some non-official roster spot while he's preparing, which the timeline should be relatively short on that. He can't go on a rehab assignment because he's not hurt.
Right.
But they may be able to send him to Arizona before they finalize the contract and have him face some live batters in, you know, essentially simulated games. I think that should be sufficient in Kimbrell's case. It's not quite the same with a starting pitcher, although we're hearing that Dallas Keuchel is essentially simulating entire starts every fifth day right now as he prepares to sign. But for a guy like Kimbrell, who, again, over the years, despite some of the reporting that gets attached to any closer over a career as long and successful as this, that maybe he only likes pitching in the ninth inning or he's not comfortable coming in with runners on base. Despite all of that, he's really shown no mental warts whatsoever. I would assume that this is a pro. This is a guy who has kept himself in good condition, probably hasn't been throwing as often as he might otherwise because you don't want to get hurt while you're unsigned.
Yeah.
But I assume he comes in mentally ready and nearly physically ready, and in a week to 10 days, they could get him ramped up and onto the roster.
And I wonder, too, if maybe there's benefit from what we understand about arm fatigue for heavy usage pitchers who pitch into November, that maybe the time off is restorative rather than rust.
Craig Kimbrell is not even a high usage pitcher. In fact, the only thing you could say about Kimbrell throughout his career to take away from everything he's done is that he's not especially durable. He's not someone you necessarily want pitching all 7 months of the season and occasionally coming in a non-safe spot because you want to keep him fresh. And that's been a struggle for some of his teams over the years. So in his particular case, it is almost better to sign in June, to have not had the first couple of months of pitching in cold weather, maybe some warming up and not getting in, maybe some ill-advised back-to-backs. I think it's a good thing for Kimbrell to come in fresher, because the only struggles he's ever really had in his career have related to him sort of wearing down under heavy use.
So, Matt, I'm wondering this. Now that the Cubs have reportedly shored up the ninth inning, and like you say, possibly one or two more outs than that in some instances, you figure there's yet another move in the pen to be made for the Cubs. I mean, does this fix all the issues, or would they, in your opinion, like to smooth one more out?
Yeah, it does not solve all their issues. I wrote an article about this at Baseball Prospectus a couple of weeks ago, saying essentially that they should do this, but that it should be the first step. The bullpen is the clear wart on this team right now, or at least the clear fixable one. And they should continue to be aggressive going into the trade deadline. Now, as I think most people have probably figured out and observed by now, this gives them a little more leverage than other teams in similar positions might have when they go into trade negotiations. I don't have to pay top dollar for the top reliever because I already signed Craig Kimbrell. But you still want to add someone at this point. Ideally, that's a lefty, but there's only so many dominant lefties available. They should go out and try and find another guy who lines up, not at Kimbrell's level, but right alongside Strope and Cishek on the second tier of the bullpen if they're serious about getting deep into October.
Matthew, outstanding stuff. We appreciate all the content. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
That is Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus, brought to you by International Champions Cup. Get ready for soccer's first tournament of the year on July 16th. Catch the International Champions Cup as AS Roma battles Chivas de Guadalajara right in their own backyard at SeatGeek Stadium. Get tickets at SeatGeek.com. Today, we've got more to bring you regarding the Craig Kimbrell acquisition, and that's some insight into why perhaps it's going to remain unofficial, because they can't stash him anywhere when he's signed.
That's the drawback, I guess, of signing a free agent like that. You don't have a roster assignment for him to go work some things out at a minor league level. I would assume, though, you have to have some sort of contractual agreement with him, some kind, in order to get him, allow him to use the facilities. Otherwise, the union would be up in arms about things.
We'll see what we can find out from Theo Epstein coming up at 11. Coming up next, there was some cool stuff after the game. Steve Cishek was reacting to the Kimbrell acquisition. And Ken Rosenthal, also on MLB Network, described how his sources told him everything came together. So that comes your way next. Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Matt Nagy.
We've been discussing Mitchell Trubisky this morning. How much different do you expect him to be in his third NFL season?
He's really able to really focus on the second level, which is learning what the defense does. We're really excited about his progress and really looking forward to doing it, you know, full speed ahead.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Forget about Andy Ruiz's junior stunning upset of Anthony Joshua last weekend. The real heavyweight slugfest comes in tomorrow's French Open semifinal when Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal square off at Roland Garros. It's the 39th meeting between the friendly foes, with Nadal, who turned 33 on Monday, leading the 37-year-old Federer 23-15. The Swiss right-hander has taken the last five matches against the Spanish southpaw, but they have not played since October of 2017. However, overall records are misleading because Nadal is the king of clay. He's amassed an insane 91-2 mark at Roland Garros en route to a record 11 French Open crowns. If I came back to play on clay, said Federer, who skipped the last three French Opens, I came back to play Rafa. Can Federer's backhand withstand Nadal's forehand on clay? I doubt it. Rafa in four. Well, let's hope it's closer than that. I'm Boomer Esiason.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, Purex Laundry Detergent, $1.99 with card. And buy one, get one 50% off sun protection products like Banana Boat. Offer good with card now through 6/29/19. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
According to my research gurus, chances are you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Hungry Man, whose burger apparently tastes better at high speeds, and Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind, like the Sonata and Santa Fe, both with available blind spot collision warning. And both from the brand ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, according to Brand Keys. So next time you're behind the wheel, hopefully it's in a Hyundai. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now lease the Hyundai Tucson for just $189 a month for 36 months with $33.89 due at lease signing. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Based on 2010 through 2019 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/9/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. I'm always being asked, hey, Ryan, what is your favorite type of loan? And I gotta tell you, there's something so special about helping a veteran get into their dream home. And that's why we created the Hero Loan. At Hero.loan, you'll never pay for an appraisal. We do all the VA paperwork for you, and we close VA loans in as little as 14 days. Get pre-approved today with our 5-minute loan approval, only available at Hero.loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
It's easy to donate your car, boat, or real estate at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Our donation experts will ensure your donation experience is quick and easy. Plus, you'll receive a maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein for my friends at Aloha Restoration. Record rains, record flooding all over the state, and a lot of flooded basements. I know you know somebody who's been dealing with it, and you might be next. You never know when that phone call comes. I remember when I got mine, and it was my wife saying, there's water coming through the ceiling in the dining room. I'm like, wait, what, the dining room? Well, it turned out that the air conditioner upstairs had crapped out, and then the condenser sort of like uncondensed. I don't really know the technical terms, and a bunch of water fell through the dining room ceiling. So
I said, aha, I know who to call. And I called Aloha Restoration and explained what was going on. And they said, no worries. Here's what's going to happen. Here's how long it's going to take. Here's who's going to be in your house and when. Oh, so from my experience, having them with me from start to finish to restore everything to pre-disaster condition, they were just a godsend. And they can be that for you. If you go down into that basement, there's water there. That's your call, Aloha Restoration, the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Oh, I'm pumped, man. You know, it just lengthens our bullpen. Our bullpen is so much better now with a proven, you know, closer. I mean, yeah, we all can do it, but he's one of the best in the game in, like, history. So, you know, you can't compete with that. You know, I'm going to be happy to pitch anything at this point.
Like, history, man. Now that's exciting.
Fired up.
Yeah. So that's what I'm making fun of Rizzo for, you know, not sounding excited. That's on the field. That's talking to David Schuster, the rotisserie chicken, is standing right there holding the microphone as Go Cubs Go is ringing in the background.
David Bodie's got it as a sick move, and Steve Cishek telling you he's one of the best in, like, history,
in, like,
man.
History, man.
They're super stoked for Craig Kimbrell.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey, and your Chicago Wolves are battling the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. Wolves are home tonight and Saturday at Allstate Arena for games 4 and 5 of the finals. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. Last night, the seagull that was hanging out around the infield was one of the stars of the show, along with David Bodie and his 7 RBIs. But I hope that seagull comes back, because that guy was kind of... He wasn't moving. He didn't care.
You figure the fog threw him off, right? I mean, as it was rolling in, his usual landing zone was a little upset.
I don't know. The gulls,
the landing area was socked in with rain and fog.
Gulls'
no
behavior,
drop zone.
Gulls' behavior is fascinating, because they do learn where food is likely to be. There are reasons why end up places. There's a reason why they're in. They'll know at certain times of day, Juul parking lot or wherever they go, or outside the McDonald's on Ashland, and I see them around there. Well, there's one standing on my car.
Do you leave food on top of your car?
No, but I was in the
Juul. Did you adopt a pastry and then leave it on top of your car again?
No, I didn't. You know,
stop doing that.
The Juul on Ashland by the Office Depot.
Well, I heard of Juul, yeah.
Just south of Diversity, or north of Diversity.
It's right by our favorite pizza place.
Art of Pizza. It's
across
right
the street.
And I never made it.
When I lived over there, I never made it to Juul without stopping at Art.
You would veer over to Art.
It made grocery store chips a lot cheaper. You know, if you go, never shop on an empty stomach. Don't do it. You'll buy way too much, especially when you're 22 and not making any. But you stop on the way.
High as balls.
Well, that affects the price point, too.
Part of the problem.
But Arta Pizza can fix
you
all those things.
You end up with a giant barrel of Utz cheese balls. Or one slung over each shoulder. They're walking out like they're propane tanks or something.
Yeah, there were some awkward trips back from that jewel.
Sir, that's too many giant canisters of Utz cheese balls. Hey, shut up.
Cop standing outside knowing who he's looking for.
Well, not anymore, man.
No, now it's all good.
Let it rip.
Yeah.
It is all good now. So I'm glad the Cubs are happy. They know that they earned this. They know that this is a badge. This is a reward. This is you've made it this far. When Theo's got to walk down the hall and talk to Tom Ricketts and say, "Tom, I need $45 million." Oh, you do? Do you?
You would imagine part of that conversation is Theo saying, "Tom, I don't think Ben's coming back. It doesn't seem like Ben Zobrist is on his way back this season. So here's extra money that we've got, you know, essentially lying around." You saved the, you know, fives. What do they say? They would save like five, six, maybe even $7 million for acquisitions midseason. You added Carlos Gonzalez, who's just a little bit of change there, and you figure they're going to pick up someone else. I'm with, and we just had Matthew Trueblood out of Baseball Prospectus on, I'm with him. I don't think this is the only move they make, especially since, you know, injuries can happen. And I don't count on Brandon Morrow coming back. He fits into the bullpen still. I mean, he was...
Oh, you know, I'm counting on nothing.
He was getting big outs for the Dodgers when Kenley Jansen was shutting things down, and he was throwing every game of the World Series a couple of years ago. So he can fit if he's healthy and throwing well. And if you've got Kimbrel and Strope, and maybe you get your Kyle Ryan right, or, you know, maybe Dylan Maples comes up and makes an impact. Maybe even Adbert Alzolay comes up a little bit later on in the season and he's able to throw out of the bullpen some.
So we can keep saying Adbert Alzolay.
Adbert Alzolay. You have to be very careful to get Adbert Alzolay out.
How many Alberts is he going to get? Because they already Alberts? Have an Albert.
I like this
because,
Albert.
Right. Because this Albert Alzolay. I mean, it's so easy because...
This Asmir guy's pretty good.
Yeah, you look at Adbert Alzolay, and it would be very easy to transpose consonants in there and end up with Albert Alzolay.
Oh, would it? Would it be
Until
easy?
Until he gets this Asmin.
Right? Asberg.
I think he's going to be fine. No, I mean, there are a couple of arms that could help. But I expect them to, you know, make some sort of a move, whether that's identifying a guy like Jesse Chavez was last season to you, a guy that you can, you know, tweak a thing or two, or like you did with Cole Hamels. You know, you notice, not that I'm saying they need a starter. I'm just saying like they saw with a tweak to the delivery and making sure the stride was right. He got velocity back and pitched incredibly well for them.
The 630 says, did Dan just say a wild animal knows how to find food? Yeah, I'm just saying it's shared behavior in the population, apparently. It isn't just a single animal deciding he's going to find, or she is going to find food.
It's very disconcerting. I remember covering one of the first Cubs games I did for the Score. It was a first day game, and just watching them all descend on the outfield bleachers. And this was back before it was a little bit different shape before the Ricketts came in, and it was kind of gross, really.
Yeah, and dropping pizza crusts in the middle of the field and fighting over stuff in the outfield. And the 630 here says, it's not Utz, it's Utz. Do you have a confirmation on pronunciation? I always thought it was Utz. It's U-T-Z.
Utz.
Utz?
This is one of those rare occasions where you and I agree on pronunciation. It's Utz.
I'm pretty sure that the potato chip company is...
It's Utz.
It's Utz, right?
Utz would need an umlaut, wouldn't it?
No, not, would it?
We're in agreement on Utz.
It's got to be Utz, right?
Okay. All right. That's,
I put the stamp on it.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd have anybody texting in that.
James going to call them for clarification.
I've been pronouncing that all wrong.
I think you mispronounced delivery. Call them for delivery.
As we talk about Wrigley Field, you should know that if gulls are there when they shouldn't be, we're going to be like gulls tomorrow. We're going to be hanging out in the bleachers, and we're going to be there when it's empty. And then as you're rolling in, come say hello. You can join 670 The Score at Wrigley Field before the Cubs take on St. Louis. Our show will broadcast live. Bernstein and McKnight, by the way, will be at the right field porch from 9 a.m. to noon. And then Lawrence Holmes will be there up until Cubs pregame at 12:45. So come hang out. Say hi. Maybe the Vonnegut reading guy will be there.
in his impeccable suit. With
sport
the,
coat. Sport coat and
you're right,
jeans,
it was a sport coat.
With boating
with
shoes.
Some sort of weird, like, embroidery.
Like a racing stripe on it.
It was very
Should
cool.
Should we confess that's the show mascot?
show mask guys.
Man reading That's Vonnegut.
Vonnegut Clark. Vonnegut reading hipster.
Natalie attired man yes. at baseball game reading Vonnegut.
That's the guy who signs autographs and he like entertains the kids.
Look at me reading Vonnegut.
Look at me. Why aren't you looking at me?
But that's why it's on brand. It's not that he's reading Vonnegut. It's that he wants to be seen as the guy there. He clearly wants people to know how smart he is.
Oh, very much so. And when Jay pointed it out, I was fine with it until I realized the man was wearing boat shoes. You know, like the shoes you don't wear socks with.
The boat shoes.
That's just a lot for a ball game, man. Shoes. That's just a lot.
The boat shoes.
It's like he took his yacht up from Soldier Field to Belmont Harbor and then walked his way in while reading Vonnegut.
Yeah, they were actual Sperry topsiders.
Oh, boy.
They were.
Was that the same day we were out there where the guy was wearing the Hawks jersey, Bulls jersey, Bears jersey, Cubs jersey, and Sox hat?
Yes, that man was looking for Mike North.
Ask me about sports. He's Danny Perkins in Europe.
I like sex. Go to Europe.
I got a fridge shirt. I got a sweetness shirt. My zip-up's only half done, so ask me about my shirt.
Makes it more difficult for me to manscape my balls, because I'm going to take off my Zubaz pants and a Blackhawks logo on it, so I can't get my special scissors down there. Then I got to go have sex again.
That man would not say no to like a stencil. Like, here, you need manscaping? We'll put this stencil over it, and then you can do your name.
It's a special
hair.
Stencil. My pubes are in a dollar sign. Helps me have all the sex.
Bears logo.
By the way, it is Utz.
Of course it's Utz. Come on. We have met the enemy, it is Utz.
Did you actually call?
Yes, I called the Utz pretzel people.
It's the other version of the TV melodrama, This Is Utz.
It Utz.
It's just a man on a couch eating pretzels till death.
Throwing cheese balls into his face. Hey, we told you what it is. It's an hour of that. And then there's another woman
it's
comes
just a
out.
A bunch of people in a food therapy group that end up hooking up.
But Jay, do they deliver?
I didn't get that far. I just heard the, hi, thanks for calling Utz Quality Foods, and I hung up.
Maybe you called the wrong line. Maybe you should have called Utz Quality Foods.
We don't want them delivered. Just stinky cheese. It's for damn on air.
Why would someone text in so angrily? It's Utz, you idiots.
Because it's the score.
Oh, you're God. Totally wrong.
Imagine going through life yelling at all of your friends while you're getting high in some college dorm room. It's Utz!
But there was a time for that. But the pre-internet smartphone time, arguments could last an entire summer. Arguments could last an entire school
it's
year.
Gone now.
That's what happened with REM lyrics. That was the whole point of REM lyrics, is to create these ongoing arguments. And now it's like click, click, click. You're right. You're wrong.
Yep.
Move on. That's it.
Yep. Well, you get through more arguments that way. So that's fun.
That's
true. You bet drinks for each argument that you're in while you're at the bar, get through six or seven, and then you're a case down. You're good to go.
I can't get over it. The fact that the guy was wearing all of those different Chicago sports jerseys.
Oh, just
at
layered.
The Cubs game. And you know what? That's the guy who actually gets chosen to answer questions on beer money on NBC Sports Chicago.
He was looking for Luke Stuckmeyer.
And sucks.
Where is Kelly Krull?
And he doesn't. I mean, he can't get a single one right.
I need to be on. What logo is on your head right now?
I don't know.
I forgot which hat I wore.
They put him on during the Cubs game a different day. And Len was so biting his tongue when they showed that guy. He's like, there's a person.
There's a man who made choices today.
There is a big fan.
Look at all of
there's
the choices.
There's an indecisive fan out there.
That's a big-time Chicago sports fan.
I always wonder, either with that guy or the Vonnegut guy, I need to know what outfit lost to that. Like which one was he in the closet in going, oh, no, that's too much. I'm sorry, I can't wear that to the ballpark.
The Midday Midway is coming next ahead of Theo Epstein, who will join us at 11 o'clock to talk all things Cubs. I have the best new law ever.
Okay.
We need to have it here. Also, when is a cloud not a cloud?
Okay, we're going to talk about an important day in history today. We will also talk about things coming to light, an admission. Of sorts.
Gotcha.
Something that needed to be said a long time ago has finally been said. It's the Midday Midway. It's on the way. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
They have been drafted into the NFL, and then you see them chest bump and hug and booty bump and whatever else they want to do with Roger Goodell. And often you will hear from other NFL players like, that guy's not your friend, and you're going to find out very quickly.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
You're doing it right. You're spending a third of your life in your sheets. Notice I didn't say on your spectacular mattress or with your head on your magnificent expensive pillow. No, your head's on a pillowcase. You are on your sheets. That is the part with which you are in contact, and that's why your sheets are really important. I used to not think that because my wife's like, you know, these sheets kind of suck. Let's get some really good sheets. Like, oh, it doesn't matter. Sheets are sheets, whatever. And then I was wrong. I was just flatly, completely wrong. The quality of sheets matters, and I wish Brooklinen had been around because it would have saved us from going through the whole department store thing and learning about thread count and different kinds of special cotton from faraway lands, and it's all garbage. And Brooklinen knows that, and they learned it the hard way when they were trying to find sheets from a five-star hotel, so they started a whole company to take all that out of it. That's Brooklinen.com, the fastest-growing bedding brand in the world. The sheets look great and feel great. These are five-star hotel resort sheets. Mine are the best and most comfortable I've slept on. Time for your upgrade, as Brooklinen.com has this exclusive offer just because you're listening. 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen's so confident in their product, all of their sheets and comforters and towels come with a lifetime warranty. And the only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. It's Brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan. It's Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
According to my research gurus, chances are you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Hungry Man, whose burger apparently tastes better at high speeds, and Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind, like the Sonata and Santa Fe, both with available blind spot collision warning. And both from the brand ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, according to Brand Keys. So next time you're behind the wheel, hopefully it's in a Hyundai. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now lease the Hyundai Tucson for just $189 a month for 36 months with $33.89 due at lease signing. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Based on 2010 through 2019 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/9/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right? Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable. I mean,
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Father's Day savings on the EGO 56-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit. Just $249. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 56-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with the Ego Trimmer and Blower Combo. Just $249, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel
the Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
You'll pardon me, Danny Parkins is texting me. I guess Parkins is apparently getting word second and third hand via Twitter about what we were talking about.
I mean, it adds a layer, I guess, that it's not firsthand.
Everything's content.
He has like the Mitch Trubisky 10.
I'm going to leave him in the dark. I don't got a lot of those.
Yeah, don't. We'll talk to him later.
Oh, yeah. He'll absolutely love it.
Is he coming in today?
No, he's not coming in. This, right. This segment is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. All right, what have we been doing? We have been talking about the Cubs blockbuster acquisition of all-time great closer Craig Kimbrell. It happened last night during a very strange and fog-swept Cub game. I don't know if fog-swept is a word. I just made it one.
You can have it.
Matthew,
you can have fog-swept.
Thank you. Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus joined us to give his perspective. He's a big fan of the deal, and you went in depth with what this means down the line, looking at how contracts are overlaying here and who's a free agent when and what this means to help solidify the bullpen for the next 3 years.
The window is still the window, so take advantage of whatever financial flexibility you can find and exercise it on one of the best in the game at what he does. Then hope you can keep him the best in the game at what he does for 3 years. So, did you know that there was a weather system going through and over San Diego on Tuesday evening?
Yeah.
Weather never goes through San Diego.
No.
So it was very strange.
The radar is usually completely clear.
So, according to SFGate, SanFranciscoGate.com, forecasters working the Tuesday evening shift at the National Weather Service's San Diego office were very confused. A large echo... And as you know, echo is that's what pops up on the radar. That's what you call it.
Green blob.
Big old
red blob. Yep.
An echo indicating rainfall showed up on the weather radar over the San Gabriel Mountains near the town of Wrightwood, California, but there were no clouds in the sky. The radar was showing there was something out there, said one of the forecasters. We looked at the satellite image, but there weren't clouds that size in the area. A few calls were made to weather spotters in the area, and finally one of them told them what it was. Turns out, it was a massive cloud of ladybugs, typical of, I guess, this time of year. It's called a bloom, measuring 10 miles wide and 15 miles long. I'll say that again, 10 wide, 15 long, flying at about 5,000 feet. It's the annual bloom, happens around this time of year. This one, though, seems a little bit bigger than most. You know, 10 wide and 15 long.
Is it the actual ladybugs or the ones, the invasive Japanese beetles that were here a while ago?
This report doesn't say. There's no terror or fear in this report, so I'm assuming it's just the regular ladybugs, but not the invasive kind. This is pretty crazy. I mean, you look at the weather. I'll tweet this story. The blob is... It's 10 wide and 15 long. It's huge.
Is that dangerous? Like, do they defoliate?
I know they're,
do they attack crops?
I know they eat a ton. I don't think they're like locusts moving through where they just chip away and demolish everything on the way through. But ladybugs are quite voracious.
Can you eat them?
Ladybugs?
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
Some beetles are really good. Like those June bugs when they're younger, when the shells haven't hardened, and you can just sort of pull the meat out of the carapace. They taste like the best pistachio nut you've ever had. Don't give me that face.
Yeah, I don't think I can get there.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I can get there. I'll eat weird stuff, too. And I just...
You never have a bug just land on you? Just sort of, you pull that...
Swallowed a bug? I've done that before.
Never even had the thought, and no. That's me.
No.
Okay.
Is that a camp thing?
No.
No, I just said I don't do it. No.
Yeah, well, I don't listen to people.
No, it's just a protein source and can actually be a delicious one. Hey, go for it, Minnesota. You go. Land of 10,000 lakes. Check this out.
What?
Slower motorists in Minnesota best stick to the right lane or face a fine.
Oh, hell yes.
A measure aimed at drivers who linger in the left lane was signed into law last month. This was co-sponsored by Senator John Jasinski of Faribault, Minnesota.
Faribault?
Yeah.
They have left lanes there?
Those violating the law could face a fine of $50 plus a $75 surcharge. He says it's something everybody can relate to. Everyone's been in that position. Being behind someone in the left lane, it's frustrating. States have laws requiring slower vehicles to move to the right lane, but only about a dozen have full-fledged edicts that involve a financial penalty. So they're modernizing existing language related to lane usage that is on the books. When it's practical, move out of the left lane to allow vehicles to pass, and doing so could mitigate road rage incidents. I would go a step further. If I am writing a bill, you know how I feel about this.
Hmm.
I am installing the turret from the video game Battlezone on top of my car.
Makes all the sense in the world.
And if you are going, if you're in my way in the left lane and or not making a right turn on red,
mm-hmm.
when there's wide open and or not inching out to make your left to allow the person behind you to also get into the intersection to make that left as the light's turning yellow.
Sure.
You're being a bad teammate. This is a team game. We are all in this together. Signal. Or you're on Addison and you're making a left at Southport, but I'm behind you and the moment the light turns green, you're not going anywhere, and then I honk and then you signal. Oh, by the way, I'm turning left. You should have gone around me. Screw you. And you're getting blowed up. That's what's happening. So that's my law.
Been vindictive in that at all. This from Marijuana Business Daily, which is, I believe,
daily
also,
stop for you.
Also sponsored by Danny Parkins. This they've charted as retail marijuana sales have really kind of skyrocketed, and obviously the sales have been legalized in many, many states. They've put a graph together just to show exactly what Americans are spending their money on, right? So they took the annual U.S. cannabis sales versus other industries and goods. You know, it's typical stuff that you're spending on a monthly basis. At the very top of the list, they found is wine. $72.2 billion a year. Annual sales, annual U.S. sales. Then you've got stuff like pizza at $45.7 billion. Gym memberships, $28.6 billion, and probably only half of those are used. Online food delivery, $17 billion. The NFL, $15 billion. Taco Bell came in at around $10.8 billion. Okay. And the current legal, recreational, and medical cannabis spending in 2018, $10 billion. It is right there with Taco Bell. Now, here...
Is it concurrent with...
Feel like it has to be.
Right? That right? can't be coincidence.
Feel like it has to be. E-cigarettes at $3.6 billion, Fortnite at $2.4 billion. But here's the news in all of this. And here's where, you know, the laws that got signed, the gambling bill and the legalized marijuana bill in the state of Illinois, while it's being currently spent $10 billion, the estimated total demand for recreational cannabis in the United States, give it a guess.
I wouldn't even begin to know.
$50 to $60 billion.
Wow.
$50 to $60
wow.
billion dollars.
That's why you want to tax it.
Tax the hell out of it.
That's how you pay your pensions. We were joking about the gulls at Wrigley Field and having some fun with that one rogue gull that was charging in on a bunt, the infield gull. You see a lot of outfield gulls.
Sure.
It's rare when you have a versatile infield gull who apparently has been...
Well, it extends the roster, you know? I mean, you can put them in multiple places.
Comes like that.
Yeah.
It allows them to do different things. This is no joke, and this is really nasty, and it's from Orange County, Florida. Andrew and Leslie Wright don't recall seeing many vultures when they purchased a home in Tudor Grove at Timber Springs subdivision more than a decade ago. Today, however, it is impossible to enter the gated community in East Orange County without encountering hundreds of black vultures circling in the air, walking on top of roofs, or blocking sidewalks with their wings extended.
Whoa.
The Wrights say they began noticing more and more black vultures roosting in the trees around their neighborhood a year ago. They believe encroaching development of the area may have displaced the birds from their previous habitat. Each day around dawn, the vultures leave the woods and perch themselves on top of homes surrounding a community retention pond. So they get woken up early in the morning because the birds land and take off from the roof. Mm-hmm. Birds everywhere. It sounds like rocks being dropped on the rooftop. They think 300 vultures live in the small subdivision. And they're destructive. They're biting the weather stripping on the car. They're scratching the roofs of cars. This family alone has spent more than $1,000 replacing the screens on their pool enclosure. They don't use their backyard pool anymore due to vultures regurgitating their food and leaving droppings and feathers around the deck and in the water.
Oh.
Okay, here's the thing about vultures. They're probably one of the nastiest creatures on Earth because their vomit is toxic. And they use it as
Come on, really?
Yep. It is so acidic as to be toxic. Yeah, like the alien xenomorph.
I had no idea.
And they use it as a defense mechanism.
Come on!
Yes. The vultures will try to projectile acid vomit on you.
They're
horrible. I know they may serve an ecological purpose, but they're really, really vile animals. And if these people are forced to move or vacate their property, this is no joke. This is no fun.
So today, June 6th, is the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied landings at Normandy that sparked the invasion into Germany. It's still an incredible thing to me. Obviously, I mean, it's one of the largest undertakings in military history. And I found this really cool story going around in Carentan, France. This happened yesterday, I guess. Veteran paratroopers who served during the D-Day landings of 1944 aimed high once more on Wednesday, repeating their feat and forgetting their age to mark the 75th anniversary of the Normandy invasion.
I saw the video.
It's incredible. 97-year-old American Tom Rice, who parachuted down, said it felt great. I want to go back up and do it again. He landed near the French village of Carentan. He flashed the V signal for victory. Rice was a former member of the U.S. Army's Screaming Eagles. That's the 101st Airborne Division. We have the giant American flag as he descended. He was strapped to another parachutist. It was a tandem jump. There were a couple of other jumps from both British and American veterans planned, but weather scrapped one or two of them in the day prior, so Tom Rice was the first one to go down and parachute down from a plane. It's a really incredible story, and for those few of you who haven't, I do this just around this time every single year, not that it's a big deal or whatever. If you haven't seen Band of Brothers, and I know I've said something like this before, but if you haven't seen it and you're at all interested in the military history of things, what your father or grandfather accomplished or sacrificed that day, it's incredible and puts you in a place to understand it, I think, as best as any medium, as best as any film. It's
my son's class was required to watch it in school.
You're kidding me.
Their teacher assigned them in class. They watched it. They discussed it. They wrote
just
about
the Day of Day episodes.
I don't know exactly which episodes they watched.
Probably Day of Days.
He's seen many of them, and it was used as a teaching tool.
It's breathtaking. It's absolutely breathtaking. And on a day like this, it's thanks for everything. Thanks for the sacrifice.
That is the Midday Midway, and we have a special announcement for you. We just got a phone call from the office of Theo Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
Because primarily the Craig Kimbrell deal is not yet official, he wanted to be able to talk about it. So he's going to join us live tomorrow at the ballpark. They're
Makes
still
sense.
Finalizing the physical, finalizing the contract. We are going to postpone Theo Epstein for 24 hours. He's going to walk over to right field and hang out with us at the park tomorrow instead.
I would much rather talk about an actual ball player than a theoretical ball player. It makes a lot of sense to me.
And thanks. The top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey. Your Chicago Wolves are battling the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. Wolves are home tonight and Saturday at Allstate Arena for games 4 and 5 of the finals. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. We can still get your reaction to the Cubs' big move. And you have to get to a mystery solved as well. 312-644-6767. Love to talk to you. Find out what you think. Cubs got Kimbrell. You got the score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Matt Nagy.
We're going to do what we do well. You know, obviously I can't say exactly what that is. I'd be giving our secrets away. But we're going to keep growing, and we're going to work into what Mitch does well.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Napa Know How.
At
Napa Auto Parts, you can get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. You know, those worthless tools you never use anymore? Yeah, those dusty things can actually save you at least $25 on new DeWalt power tools. Not so worthless after all. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
According to my research gurus, chances are you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Hungry Man, whose burger apparently tastes better at high speeds, and Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind, like the Sonata and Santa Fe, both with available blind spot collision warning. And both from the brand ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, according to Brand Keys. So next time you're behind the wheel, hopefully it's in a Hyundai. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now lease the Hyundai Tucson for